This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Street Sellers Are Not Cage Dwellers. Visiting the Yesvanpur markets at dawn on a Sunday morning in Mingalaru gave our whole Acorn team a better way of understanding the issues some of our members were facing and what our union needed to do to address some of them in the future. As soon as we saw our members in vegetable market spreading out their goods along the sidewalk and unpacking bags of produce with their carts either nowhere visible or parked across the street and out of the way, I understood this was a different day entirely. Not only was this due to it being a Sunday market where they were expecting three times the sales, but I finally understood why they were complaining that they were selling so much less on regular days from their carts. Essentially, they were working in the vise of a tough compromise between two conflicting courts trying to make the new rights to livelihood that the Street Vendors Act of 2014 had given them actually work for them. A complaint had risen from the street vendors being on the footpath, and the High Court of Karnataka had ordered them removed. The Indian Supreme Court, though, had upheld the right to livelihood guaranteed by the 2014 Act, which allowed them to sell. The compromise was to split the sidewalk into sections, with pedestrians getting a share and hawkers getting a share. More practically, in Bengaluru, the vendors have been forced under carts in the street most of the week in order to share the footpath behind them. But on Sundays, being allowed to take the whole sidewalk and let their shoppers come up to them on the street. No one was happy, but business was business for now, though Acorn's organizers were debating various options that would expand their access throughout the week, so there's work to be done. If anything, a more curious and difficult problem awaited us around the corner. A city cooperator, or councillor, had taken it on his own to force a solution that was almost starving some of our vendors. With his own funds, he'd built an iron fence separating the street from the sidewalk and built 1 meter square platforms where he expected the vendors to sell. Some of the vendors had torn them down, but either way there was a problem because street sellers are not cage dwellers and only the most motivated customers could get to them on foot, and none of their customers could simply come up on a bike or scooter to make a purchase, which was possible everywhere else in the stalls and on the carts. The low fence on the city stalls worked. There were frequent breaks allowing entry. Shoppers were protected from traffic while walking on the portion of the street between the front of the stalls and the iron fence, and there was still enough street to even allow the giant buses to narrowly pass. The cage, though, was a disaster. Unfortunately, it would require a lot of work and no small amount of political clout to get the city itself to undo the arbitrary action of the councilor. A number of stalls were already vacant as vendors were voting with their feet to try and find other places in the street where they could ply their wares rather than hope people might find their way to their space. None of these solutions are simple. One of our leaders, who during the week is a lawyer, told us of the 60-year history of his cooking oil business started by his father that he still maintained, and the 20-year history of court claims he'd brought to secure their space. No one can wait that long and survive. It's no secret why our street vendors union has had success. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.